Hey guys, welcome to Book Nook, and I am so excited for this week's episode. We have something super special planned for you guys. So as you can probably tell, I am not with Kyla right now. It is summer. We are not together currently. But for the next two episodes, we are planning to do these mini book reviews, and we're so, so excited for you guys to hear about these amazing books that we loved and our thoughts on it. So I just want to start off by saying that first half will be me talking about the book and just some general thoughts, and the second half will be talking about spoilers, so please keep in mind for that, and I will warn you guys halfway so you know. But yeah, let's get started. So today I'm talking about They Wish They Were Us by Jessica Goodman, which is a fairly new book. I think it came out last winter. I can't really remember, but that's at least when I read it, and I saw it all over TikTok and social media. So it's basically about this girl named Jill Newman who is in high school and is currently a senior at her school. And it talks about how she's a senior and she's finally a part of this amazing like secret society called the Players. And the Players have all these great things, and you know, they have all these shortcuts and have an amazing senior year, so they can basically kind of like cheat their way through their last year of high school, which is obviously not good, but you know, that's just how it is at this school. And Jill, like, it seems like she has, like, a perfect life. You know, she lives with a great family, great friends. She's a part of the Players now. But sadly, 3 years ago, her best friend, Shayla, was murdered. But everyone thought the case was closed because everyone assumed it was her boyfriend, Graham, who killed her that night when he confessed. But recently, as she started her senior year, she's been getting these mysterious texts saying that Graham's innocent and that they want their help proving Graham's innocence. And Jill is trying to fight the battle between, does she wanna just leave it alone, just accept her best friend's death, or dig up the secrets to try to find out what really happened. So first off, this is just an interesting book, obviously, because you just heard what it's about. It's a mystery book, and it's perfect for teenagers, perfect YA book. I really liked it. I've heard very mixed reviews about it, but I think it's really fast-paced, and I think if you do like authors like Karen M. McManus, you will like her. And personally, if you guys know, I love Karen M. McManus. It's like the book is mostly talks about kind of like relationships, which I love, instead of being too plot heavy, which is also good, but the characters are so nice in this book, so I really like that. And it like also solves like what happens in the end, and like you figure it out. But I like I said earlier, how it like focuses on the characters' relationships, and it really feels like a high school book, because I know a lot of times when I read like quote-unquote high school books, it doesn't seem like it's from a high school's point of view, if you know what I mean. Like, you can tell like a middle-aged author wrote it, which isn't bad, but it's just not the same, because obviously me and Kyla are high schoolers, and it's nice to see a book from our perspective. And I think this book like perfectly illustrated what privilege among teenagers is, and the real high school experience, how some kids are privileged and they have these other like amazing things that just lead them to have an easier life in the long run, which isn't fair obviously, but it highlights it perfectly because you see it all around you and it's not talked about. So I think that's super amazing that this author chose to talk about this topic. So yeah, and now this is the part where there's gonna be some spoilers. Okay, so I really did like this book, obviously, because I'm talking about it right now, but I feel like it was somewhat predictable. Like, halfway through the book, you do know who killed Shayla. Like, it was obviously the upperclassman, and like after that point when like they were talking about the teachers and stuff, like I thought it was the teacher for a while too, but then once they were like oh, it wasn't the teacher but he had access to the parking lot, I was like, okay, then it's obviously gonna be the senior that she's like in love with, you know. I didn't really like how Jill was like completely in love with the upperclassman when she had a boyfriend who was so sweet and caring of her. I feel like that was just not good character development. I don't like girls like that. But other than that, I did like her. And I think it was interesting to see how much she, like, idolized Shayla. I think that's how you say her name. Because it's just interesting how to see kind of, like, how a friendship is like that. And how, like, Shayla was keeping secrets from her. I don't know. I think it's really interesting. It's, like, super fast-paced and, like, easy to keep up with. I finished it really fast, so I guess if you have, like, similar, like, types of books that you like as me, as you can probably tell from, like, past episodes and stuff, I would definitely recommend this book. For me, it's a 4.5 out of 5 stars. I am super-duper picky on my books. So if I give a 4.5 out of 5 stars to a book, I think it's pretty darn good. And I totally want you guys to check it out. We will post links in the bio so you guys can check it out. We will and check our description to see where this book is available. And head over to our Instagram for any updates on future episodes. And tune in next time to hear Kyla talk about a book that she read. And if there's anything that you want us to check out, make sure to email or DM us on Instagram at BookNookPodcast. And see you guys next time. Thanks. Bye.